Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Now, you guys will know that we love when we get a chance to wander past the Bourke Street Mall here in Melbourne and find someone that's busking that seems to be doing a pretty good job, and we do our best to drag them back to the studios with us and have a chat with them. And this time around, we are speaking to a man by the name of Hiro Kitts. How are you going, Hiro?
Yeah, hi.
Thanks for coming into Asian Pop Radio.
Hi. Yeah.
So, I was walking down Bourke Street Mall last Thursday, and I came across your music, and very exciting, very energetic, and lots of people watching. Can you tell me when you first started playing a musical instrument? So when did you start to grow a passion for music?
For me, the music experience firstly was when I was 15 years old, which got the electric guitar from my dad as a birthday present. Because my father is also a musician.
Yep.
And he's working as a semi-professional musician. But yeah, he has other jobs, so yeah.
Right. So he actually played the electric guitar as well?
Not electric guitar. The saxophone. Alto saxophone.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You and your dad would have a pretty good jam session.
Yeah, might be.
And was there anyone else in your family that also played music, or just you and your dad?
Yeah, my family is every people. Every person can play.
Wow.
The instrument.
That's good.
Yeah, my elder sister has to play piano.
Okay.
And my mother play piano as well.
Very good. Yeah. See, in Australia, we all grow up just playing video games, no music. So, yeah. Where exactly did you grow up? I'm assuming Japan.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Japan?
Yeah, exactly. Grew up at Kobe City. Kobe City is in Japan, and it's located at the next to Osaka, west side.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah. Pretty much nice city, I think.
Yeah, so everywhere in Japan is nice. So when you were younger, did you always feel like that you wanted to have a career as a musician, or did you have any other ideas? Like, did you perhaps want to be an accountant, or did you want to, you know, be a sports person, or was it always music?
Not always music.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't think... my future is going to be the path of into musician, because until my 15 or 16 years old, I was always hoping to be a fashion designer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I made myself to study pattern thing or sometimes and baseball player as well.
And a baseball player. Wow.
Yeah, because it's so, very popular.
So musician, fashion designer, and baseball player.
Yeah.
A little bit different, each of them.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit different, though.
But also, I guess, fashion design and making music are two very creative things to do with your time, so they're quite similar in that way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you can design your own outfits when you're performing.
Yeah, that opportunity.
Okay, you got your electric guitar.
Yeah.
How did you start with that? Like, did you start writing, practicing with music from other people, or did you get to a point where you started to write your own music? Or
when started, firstly, I was taught from the Yamaha teacher, which was once a week, just for 1 hour session with the teacher, and the group session, like 4 people or 5 people.
Right. Yeah.
And mostly playing with the approaching from the rock style. Yeah, it's very easy 8-bit or 16-bit rock style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Like, when did you first leave Japan? So, did you have plans to go and travel the world and perform in different places? Was that something that you decided that you would do, and you got on a plane and you went somewhere, or...?
Yeah, I really hope to travel around the world.
Yeah.
As playing my music. If it could be, all over the world, I want to.
So you really want to show the world your music, but see the world at the same time.
Yes, see the world.
Okay. So, I have not asked you what your genre of music is, for those that are not aware. So can you please explain the type of genre, like the genre of music that you perform?
Music journey. It's a teenager. Yeah, it's same as most of teenagers like music, like rock and roll music or heavy metal or hardcore. It's kind of loud, heavy sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also
You're very angry. angry teenager.
So I played that kind of music as a band forming.
Right.
And then switched to the jazz music.
Amazing. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad couldn't help with the heavy metal, but maybe with the jazz music.
Yeah, jazz music is very awesome.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We are speaking to performer/busker Hiro Kitts, and we are soon going to be blessed with a bit of a live performance from him. So stick around for that in around about 5 minutes' time. So growing up with an interest in the heavy metal music, were there particular groups that you really liked yourself? Like, what were your motivations or your inspirations? Did you like, you know, perhaps American groups or local Japanese groups?
Yeah, mostly I like the American rock style music, like Kiss or
something. Yeah.
That kind of heavy metal music.
Yeah. But not necessarily local groups.
But the local groups, I had the favorite rock groups in working in my local, which is my 2 or 3 years older people's own band.
And, so like the more local gigs.
And, local gigs.
You know, very popular at the moment is 1OK Rock, and they're coming and they're coming to Melbourne. Everyone's very excited about that.
Yeah, I surprised.
And very small venues. They're actually only performing at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. And,
Nice.
Yeah, and I think the promoter was not expecting how popular it was going to be, because they chose 3 smaller venues in Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney, and within an hour they sold all the tickets for all venues. So very popular. Yeah, maybe you can support them, open for them. So you did say that you like to travel the world.
Yes.
Where else other than Melbourne have you performed? Have you busked
other than Melbourne? In Australia, I've been playing just in Melbourne because I always ask the people around me, like buskers, to the which city is good for the busking
for the dollar.
In Australia, but they said the always
Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
You're right. It's got a good busking scene.
And
so outside of Australia, you said you have busked in New York, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So when did you get to New York? Was that quite recently or?
Until 2009, from 2006.
So you're there for 2 years.
Yeah.
How is it different to busk in New York compared to Melbourne? What are some of the main differences?
There are many big differences, I think, as in playing on the street or...
Yeah, or like the reactions from
reactions,
the people. Are people different in Melbourne than they are to New York or...
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially in New York City has a big subway transporting system and where people can play as a busker.
Right, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So
But in Melbourne, you've got very limited spaces to be able to busk, like the Bourke Street Mall or Swanston Street or Elizabeth Street, and then that's about all. Okay. Very good. And so where else would you like to travel? Like, you've been to New York, you've been to Melbourne now.
Yeah.
Where else would you like to travel in the future to perform?
I think everywhere I could go.
Anyway.
It's my go place.
So, and so you obviously spend a lot of time during the week busking. Do you have a day job as well? Do you have to work during the day somewhere else? Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I got the other part-time job.
Because it's hard to make a living out of just busking.
Yeah, just busking is pretty tough.
So are there any other musicians today in 2017 that you really love and you would like to have a chance to perform with one day? Like, if you could choose anyone, like it could be a Japanese artist, it could be American, Australian. Yeah, who would you love to perform, to do a collaboration with?
Japanese?
Yeah?
Yeah, I have many Japanese, my favorite rock singer, rock band.
Yeah.
And particularly...
Which ones?
Loudness, which the guitarist is Takasaki Akira.
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite guitarist and musician. And
have you ever had a chance to meet any of the people that you know, would call your idols?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I met Mike San, who is working as a jazz fusion guitarist from New York City.
Okay. What was that like?
He's a very tall guy.
So someone literally that you can look up to.
They're playing awesome.
Okay. Wow. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, good feeling. Yeah.
Does it? And when you meet people like that, does it make you feel like you've got lots to learn, or does it motivate you to want to keep going and be having success just like them?
Yes. Yeah. But I met him as a fan, so yeah, he didn't encourage me. That's a new genre. But it's nice. Experience. Yeah.
Have you got a chance to busk on the street with any local Australian buskers? Like, have you had a chance to do something together, or do you work independently?
Yeah, sometimes playing with buskers, the conversation could be so.
If it eventuates. Well, you were saying earlier on that you've given us a CD, which was really great, but it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
But you do sell that on the street, so if people watch you busk, that's what you do have the CD for sale.
This CD is only the CD I'm selling right now.
Yeah.
Because this one is my goodness.
all the goodness. But you were working on a new one as well, you were saying.
Yes, I'm working make a new one.
Yep.
And hopefully I'm going to complete this year.
Awesome. Well, I can see a website on the back, so I would assume that if they're not living in Melbourne and they can't just see you busk, they can probably go to your website to find out more information or maybe even buy a copy.
Yeah, possibly.
So what's your website? Can you tell everyone?
My website is hirokits.com.
Well, that's easy.
YouTube. Yeah.
So website, YouTube.
YouTube and the Facebook page is active.
Hiro Kits. Do it now. Hiro Kits. So make sure you go like the page and keep up to date on what Hiro's doing and where he's performing. Do you always, like while you're in Melbourne, you always in the main Bourke Street Mall, or do you move around sometimes? Or
usually weekend nights, Friday or Saturday nights, it's usually playing Sanson Street everywhere.
It's cold out there now.
Yeah, colder. But don't care.
And you're going to perform a song for us today, is that right?
Yes. I would be.
What are you going to be doing today? You can tell us about it.
I'm going to play my original songs, which called Sand Song.
Great.
And it's available to listen the sample on YouTube.
Okay.
So if you have an interest, you can check my YouTube site.
And what is the song about?
It's a sand song.
Oh, it's a thunderstorm.
Yeah, thunderstorm.
I thought for a second, I thought you said summer. It's a summer song. Close. Summer, thunderstorm, same thing.
Thunderstorm.
All right. Thanks, Hiro. Thanks for coming into Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.